Gospel Acclamation. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is nothing greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus so explicitly telling us that he is the one who is sent by God to give us light, to give us wisdom. By the time of Jesus, people didn't accept him because he's come from a lower class. Many times we too God works through all means, even those people who do not have a higher education. There is some wisdom in the words. And if a person lives truly for the Lord, there is a light in him. Or we can say, all the time, God works through many people, many situations, to give us the inspiration. Important is that we open our heart, believing God is with us. God reveals himself through different people, different situations. God is always close to us. He wants us to have the light, to have the peace. Importance not to keep ourselves closed. Even God will speak to us through a person who has not high education. Any situation, God works through this. Let us, Jesus, give us a humble heart to listen, to watch, and to believe. God is present among us. Ask Jesus to help us to be more humble and to tell him that we want, moment by moment, to do his will. Important to keep mutual love among us, so that us pray for one another, that we are always alert, that Christ lives in us, Christ speaks to us through different people, different situation. God never forget us. He invites us, follow him. So Jesus, we want to follow you. We ask you to open our heart, the moment by moment, that what we do is to please God the Father, to do all things we can, so that your will be done upon us.